So Vidura, he just walked away when the most important war took place, and he could have very well stayed and tried to avoid the war or tried to give advice at that time. Yes, it's true that it says hindsight is the clearest sight. After incident has happened, we can see things clearly. But Vidura did try his best. Even when Draupadi was being dishonored, Vidura again and again was warning, is the strongest, most vocal critic of what is happening. And eventually, the incident which made him walk away was also at one level very traumatic. It was Dhritarashtra had been neglecting Vidura's advice. But I said Dhritarashtra and Vidura are in the same generation. But till that time, Duryodhana, he was very strongly against Vidura, but externally he was respectful. He would speak about how he feels Vidura is against him to Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra would speak it to Vidura sometimes. But at this particular point, it is Vidura who came out and just spoke straight to Vidura. Sorry, it was Duryodhana who spoke to Vidura. He says, "Who is this? Who is this son of a maid servant? He's living on our food, but he is working for our enemies." It's like a very grievous insult. And if you consider from a traditional hierarchical society, in general, a junior never speaks even verbally against a senior. What to speak of, even a younger brother doesn't publicly find fault with the elder brother. What to speak of one who is a son's generation finding fault with somebody in the elder generation, father generation. It was not just a finding of fault, it was just attacking his old character. And when he did that, that itself was a very grievous insult. But more than that, Dhritarashtra remained silent. And that was even more painful. See, the harsh words of our critics, the harsh words of our enemies don't hurt as much as the silence of our friends. You should defend me. I'm doing this for you. I'm on your side. How can you remain silent? So that when Dhritarashtra remained silent, Vidura realized that things are no longer in my control. So Dhritarashtra's attachment he was able to tolerate and he continued on. But Duryodhana's insolence and Dhritarashtra's public insolence, his public impudence, arrogance, and Dhritarashtra's staying silent even through that. At a particular time in life, we should realize that, I don't have the power to do anything over here. Just walk away. It's described that Prabhupada was working with his godbrothers at one time. And then he had his own preaching program. And then somebody came and when he was doing a program, he did a program, and then some person who attended the program says, "Prabhupada, I would like to take initiation from you." Not Prabhupada, it was Abhay Babu at that time. Or was it Bhaktivedanta Swami? I think it was Bhaktivedanta Swami. Prabhupada was just take a sannyas. "I would like to take initiation from you." And then there was some disciple of and godbrother with whom Prabhupada was saying, and he directly told Prabhupada, he said, "No, you cannot give initiation. Like, this is our mutt and our mutthadhipati, he will give initiation." And Prabhupada just remained silent. And then the news naturally came to the spiritual master. The spiritual master did not say much. Prabhupada walked away. Prabhupada realized, "I cannot preach in this situation." Later on, when his godbrother came to know about this, he was unhappy and he spoke to his devil, "You should not have spoken like this. It is a breach of etiquette for you to speak like this." The point is that it is not so easy for us. It is not fair on our part to see from hindsight and say what somebody should have done or not done. In his situation, he had tried again and again and again. And it was just, yes, it was a catastrophic war, and he knew that there's going to be a disaster that's happening. But he just realized that I can't divert it anymore. So sometimes what is that? Sometimes when we see that like something is, like say a car is being driven towards off a cliff. Tell the driver, don't go there, don't go there. And the driver doesn't listen. We try to pull the driver and take control of the car. And that person just beats us up. What can you do at that time? Person is not ready to let go of the car. He's not going to stop the course of the car from going off the cliff. The only thing that you can do, you jump out of the car. Isn't it? We can't save them, at least save ourselves. And then afterwards, we can be there. If somebody survivors are there, we'll be there to help them. So at that time, Vidura just had, he had exhausted all options. He had seen how they had even tried to arrest Krishna. That was infuriating for him. Yeah, he just realized that Duryodhana's arrogance had just crossed all limits. And Dhritarashtra was just too attached to speak anything. So sometimes, you know, especially if you know, we are used to doing things or getting things done, to acknowledge that this is beyond my power, it is not easy. But then some things may just be beyond our power, and it's just what is required. Walk away from there. So yes, it was a catastrophe, but it was just he had done his best, and it was like a train designed for a wreck. Now he just walked out of the train. Does it answer your question?
Yeah, but is it the failure?